Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Oddside Ale's Banana Nut French Toast. So this was manufactured on 9/14/23. I did look at Untappd because when I brought it up, I don't know if they had or have bottles. I know they had them, but I don't know if they release this in a can, and the bottles I'm seeing on there are different. It's like a lighter with a piece of like French toast on a plate, where this is a lot more, it's darker. So I don't know if that was the 2022 version and this is the 2023 version. I don't know. I was actually thinking I had this, but I haven't. So on the back of this, whiskey barrel aged imperial brown with natural flavors, 10.78% ABV. I'm not sure how much this was. Jessica did pick this up at Drake's Party Center in Kalamazoo. This is probably a little colder than most people drink it. I do like my coffee cold, so sometimes I'll go back and forth on what I do with these. Brown colored head. It kind of looks like if you mix bubbles with syrup, that's what you would get. It is dissipating about a half a finger of head color. Can I say light dark brown in color? I was going to say dark brown, but I say that about a lot of porters and stouts. Reddish brown in color? I don't know. Oh, where's the Oddside logo? I might have to use the camera for the, or camera, the light for this one. Yeah, there you go. My thumb is like right in the middle. Yeah, pretty good color. It is a brown. It's supposed to be a brown. It says natural flavor, so they're not using the real thing in this. I wish they would have, at least for the nut part, if they would have made like a nut brown, a nutty brown or something like that, then put bananas and French toast in it. I mean, maybe, but I'm guessing it would be called out. So I'm guessing all of it is just flavoring. But let's go ahead and smell. Yeah, like you get that barrel, but there's a lot of sweetness, sweet syrup. I would almost say like a maple syrup barrel, woody barrel, putting maple syrup or syrup on a piece of cut wood and smelling it. That's kind of what you get. That barrel is there, but that sweetness it's there. Wow. I get some of that whiskey. I also get almost like a burnt, like that barrel, that charred barrel. Maybe a little bit of that coming out. It's hard to say if that's the whiskey or if it's the natural flavoring. I'm gonna guess by putting the natural flavoring in there, it's going to be a little that alcohol smell. Sometimes you'll get that in these flavored beers, if you want to call it that. I would say like a woody French toast. I'll go that far, and say that. But for the banana, I don't get banana. They're probably not using real banana either, so it's not going to make the body thicker. Okay, let's go ahead and taste. That is sweet. But is it really sweet? If it's natural flavorings, is it sweet? or is it just perceived being sweet? Wow. I probably should have saved this one for the end, because I've got two more. Whew. Smooth, easy drinking. I get that banana. It's a very sweet, like, heavy, syrupy sweetness in there, covered banana. But I get, like, that French toast, that nutty French toast in there. It's there. Along with that bourbon and that oak. I almost think a candle of this would be better. Wow, it's sweet. Or I should say perceived sweet. I'm guessing it's not. I don't know how much sweetness would be in those flavorings that they're putting in here. I wish that whiskey barrel would be toned down just a little bit more. It's still good. It's still there. I'm guessing people like this. I definitely wouldn't want to drink more than one of these, though. I think the alcohol's covered up well for what it is. But yeah, you get that banana French toast. I think the nuttiness might be lacking just a little. Where I think, I don't think I've ever had banana nut French toast. I've had banana nut bread before, but I've never cut it up, put it in egg wash, and then cooked it. Yeah, I think I want that barrel toned down just a little bit for my liking. And I would like some of that sweetness cut too. But overall, I would go 4 out of 5. Easy drinking. We can't say it's got a brown body. It's got a lighter body. You could almost say it's kind of porterish. Yeah, it's right. And then, yeah, that banana French toast, just want more nuttiness in there. So 4 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. 13 of my friends have checked it in, 4 out of 5. 1,000 people have 4.03 out of 5. Yeah, Imperial Double Brown Ale, banana, sweet, syrupy, boozy, cinnamon. I've really never said cinnamon. Is that just because I look at it as French toast? Yeah, 4 out of 5. Banana, a tad artificial. I was going to say like a banana runt flavor is kind of what you get. But yeah. So yeah, if you can get this, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.